The next patient is Janet Wilhelm. The last name is W-I-L-H-E-L-M. First name Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Clinical case of a 81-year-old white female that was referred to this office by the Miss Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, APRN, for evaluation of the kidney function. There was evidence of progressive deterioration of the kidney function in the last 10 months. Initially, the serum creatinine was 1.65, and 4 days ago, it was 1.78, and the estimated GFR is 28, and it used to be in the mid-30s. Interestingly, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio is normal, and the protein creatinine ratio is normal. The most likely situation is that we are seeing hemodynamic effects that could be created by the presence of a persistent diarrhea that has been present for years. She's intolerant of some foods, and it has episodes of diarrhea frequently. The patient hasn't had a colonoscopy. My recommendation is to refer the patient to the gastroenterologist in order to get the evaluation for the GI system. On the other hand, the patient has a systolic blood pressure of 118. Over 60. Taking into consideration that she is losing volume, I am going to change the tramterine hydrochlorothiazide to every other day. I'm going to ask the patient to wake herself every day and make sure that she hydrates properly. I am going to stop the administration of Dandelion, D-A-N-D-E-L-I-O-N, 525 milligrams 2 times a day. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that is anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient is to follow with the cardiologist, Dr. Bhandari, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. For some reason, the patient decided to stop the administration of levothyroxine, 50 micrograms on a daily basis, and she's encouraged to go back, and we are going to retest her. In view of the deterioration of the kidney function, we are going to order the evaluation with ultrasound and laboratory test, and we'll reevaluate afterwards. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation period.